It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley, and I am adamant that summer is not over. But it is the beginning of September, and with that, we want to take a look at some events that may be happening around the Granite State. Erica Thoitz from New Hampshire Magazine is here to give us the rundown of what is coming up in September. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Okay, I know we've got a lot of events here, and again, I'm adamant, summer's not quite over, is it?
You know, I think we could hold on to it for a little while longer.
Okay, all right. With that in mind, what's on your list?
So, you know, what's summer to you, to me? It's the beach.
Yep.
So go to Hampton Beach, eat a lot of seafood at the Seafood Festival.
Okay, I'm in. I can do that.
Yeah.
When is that happening?
It is the 6th through the 8th, so you've got some time.
Okay.
A couple days to, you know, stuff your face with as many lobster rolls as you possibly can.
Now, I've been to the Seafood Fest. It is packed. They close down the road, don't
they? They do. It is, you got to like crowds.
Yeah.
We'll put it that way. But it's worth it. It's really fun.
And it kind of extends the season past Labor Day, too.
It does. You know, yeah. Like you said, I don't want to admit that summer is over either. So a good way to go to the beach, soak in the sun, and eat seafood.
Yeah, and stay in denial that winter is not coming.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. What else is on your docket?
So this is a really fun small town event. It's Auburn Day. It's the annual duck race, and it's on the 7th.
Duck race.
Duck race. Not actual living ducks.
Yeah.
Little rubber ducks, yellow ones.
Okay, so they put them in the river and
they do.
Let them go.
So you can buy one, and if your duck wins, you win a lot of money.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Not at all. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to swim. You don't have to run. You just have to root for your duck.
Root for your duck in Auburn. Okay.
And they also have a live bird event, the Pretty Chicken Contest.
Say that again now.
The Pretty Chicken Contest, where you get to vote for the prettiest chicken.
Can you bring your own chicken, or do they have birds available?
I believe they're going to have birds available for you to peep on.
Okay. Do they parade the chickens out? I mean, is this kind of an old school pageant kind of a thing?
I really hope so. I hope there's a talent portion.
Okay. All right. So, prettiest chicken and ducks in Auburn.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know me, I always have to have a beer fest on the list.
Yeah. I think September calls for a good brew.
So Claremont Battle of the Brews, that's happening on the 21st. And just like every other brew fest, there'll be a lot of local brewers there who will let you sample their beer.
Excellent. So you get a little local flavor in Claremont.
Exactly.
Country fair season too, Erica. What's on the list for that in September?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's the classics happening. I think everybody knows about the Deerfield Fair and the Rochester Fair. But there's a newer one into the state that I think is really interesting. It's the Seacoast Extreme Country Fair.
Extreme country?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means a rodeo, for one, which
oh, all right.
I think is really cool. That's not typically a New Hampshire thing, but turns out that we actually have a few of them around, so...
So if you want to see a genuine rodeo.
Yes, and that's happening from the 12th to the 15th at the Dragway in Epping. Country music, I assume one can wear a big hat and some boots and walk
and not look
around.
Out of place where you might at other times.
Exactly.
Around the Granite State, sure.
For sure. And then it's not really a fair, but it is a big festival. The Highland Games are happening.
Oh, yeah.
That's at Loon Mountain in Lincoln from the 20th to the 22nd. And it's a massive celebration of all things Scottish with actual heavy Scottish athletics, like throwing the big caber.
Yep.
Throwing big stones. A lot of throwing of heavy objects happening. So
I have actually witnessed the Highland Games, and it's pretty amazing to watch them do this.
It is. And that's, you know, speaking of things that you might look out of place wearing in New Hampshire, if you wear a kilt, you're going to fit right in.
Yeah, but don't wear the kilt and the 10-gallon hat at the same time. You're crossing the streams,
yeah,
if you
will.
Yeah,
that's not going to work, I don't think.
Yeah. Okay, lots to choose from here, Erica, but what are you looking forward to most this month? Is there something on your list that's really standing out for you?
100%. This is actually a Best of New Hampshire editor's pick. We've discovered this for our big July issue, and I've been waiting all summer for it to happen. It's the World Tricycle Grand Prix.
The World Tricycle Grand Prix.
Yes.
Now, is this kids on trikes or is this adults?
This is grown adults riding tricycles down a mountain.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in just to see the crashes.
Yeah,
I think.
Really?
I do hope everyone's okay. But it's at the Attatch, their Bear Peak, and it's on the 15th, and it is going to be a riot.
So you've got grown people literally on tricycles going
yes.
down the mountain as
like,
fast as they can.
Yes. Think of like the big wheels bikes,
yep.
you know, kind of like that style.
Real low to the ground.
Yep.
Yeah.
And going as fast as they can.
This would be living out a childhood fantasy.
100%.
To be able to do that. It's going to be quite a sight, I'm sure.
I think it is. And I've seen some photos. I haven't been, and I'm very excited to see this in person.
All right. Suit up and head down the mountain on your trike.
I am not going to do that. I like all my bits and pieces where they are, so...
So many things to choose from. In the month of September, we will have a list of all of these events that we've talked about on our website at nhpr.org. Erica Thoitz from New Hampshire Magazine, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.